Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast, where we sit down each month to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. This is episode number 5. My name is Ben Waite, and I am joined, as always, by our fearless leader, Mr. Gene Smith. In this episode, we will be discussing the programs we have developed here at OSU to help prepare our student athletes for life outside of the competitive arena. Gene, welcome back. How you doing?
Oh, great. It's good to be back, Ben. I'm doing well. You doing good?
Never better.
Same here. You know, beating Penn State football. It's a great, great experience having all as many fans as we had there, a chance to recognize those seniors. It was a good time. So I'm feeling good today.
Absolutely. And we're recording this on the first day of our rivalry week, and that was probably one of the best atmospheres I've seen in the Horseshoe in a really, really long time.
Yeah, the fans showed up early. It was great. It was a really good experience.
Outside of that, what else is new in OSU athletics right now? How's the fall going?
Well, things are going great. You know, we're moving into that time frame where our student athletes are really focused, really intensely academically, getting ready for the finals that hit here in December. And we're trying to make sure everybody has the support they need relative to that. And our volleyball program's struggling a little bit, so we have a couple matches that gives them a chance to maybe get postseason, but probably be a stretch. And I thought our women's basketball team played exceptionally well against a UConn team that's number 4 in the country, and really had a chance to. We had a chance with a group of young players to knock them off. And sometime yesterday, there were 4 freshmen on the floor at the same time, and I was kind of thinking to myself that they have no clue what they're doing.
but a lot different than high school.
Yeah, but they played well. So things are going well. We're blessed. Got some great athletes. So things are going well.
Fantastic. Today we'd like to discuss something that's drawn a lot of focus over the past couple of years, the Eugene D. Smith Leadership Institute and the programs that encompasses. But could you tell us, tell our listeners real briefly, what is the Eugene D. Smith Leadership Institute, and where did this idea come from?
Well, you know, we've always had a philosophy in our department to focus on the total student-athlete development model, and that's to make sure our student-athletes get what they need academically, get their degree, help them be a part of championship programs, and then help them grow as people. They have so many issues that they face while they're in college, and we want to help them grow through those experiences and get ready for our complex society. And we had a donor that went to one of football's Real Life Wednesdays events, and he helped us get a speaker, a pretty prominent speaker, a guy by the name of Ken Chenault from American Express came and spoke, and this donor sat in the room, listened, and then a couple of weeks later, he called me and asked if we had a program similar for all of our sports, and we had some in some of our sports and different models, and he challenged us to create an integrated model for all of our student athletes that help them develop and get ready for careers. And so he challenged us in a significant way. He said if we could come up with a program, he'd fund it. He donated $1 million for it, and took us about 5 or 6 meetings with he and his wife, and we were able to meet with them, and they ultimately agreed to the program we designed. And then they, for some weird reason, they wanted to put my name on it. I tried to back them out of that, but they wanted to put my name on it. And so the program, bottom line, is designed to help our student athletes get in position to ultimately find a career. And we created a staff, and we really have a structured way to do that, help young people decide what they want to do once they're done, and try and get them a career, get them a job right away. And so Bob and Peggy Walter, phenomenal donors, very philanthropic in so many different ways across this country, but they're great personal friends. And so that's how it came about, and it's really evolved.
It's absolutely evolved a lot over the last couple of years, and we brought somebody in today to tell us a little bit about where it is currently. Maddie McIntyre from our staff. Maddie is the director of the Eugene D. Smith Leadership Institute, has been in that role since May of 2017, an OSU grad and former 3-time captain on the Ohio State softball team, also a very competitive rec league softball player, MVP of every league I've seen her in. Right now, her primary focus is leading the day-to-day programming for the Leadership Institute, and she serves as a resource for student athletes in the beginning of the transition to their post-graduation life. Maddie, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for the rec league shout out, man.
Priority number one. You know?
Exactly.
It's your number one credential. Maddie, tell us a little bit about what programs make up the Leadership Institute as it stands today.
Yeah, so like Gene said, our primary goal is that our student athletes are prepared, that they've either been accepted into graduate school, accepted a full-time position, or signed a professional contract the day that they receive their diploma. So with that being said, we're broken down into three separate pillars that all help them achieve that goal. And so the first one that we focus on is career readiness, and that's everything from internal internships to external internships, partnering with Columbus, with our partners throughout the country, looking to start expanding that internationally. And then we've got our Live Life portion of the Leadership Institute, and that's everything that has to do with their personal development. And so each head coach presented their individual plan to Carrie Fagan, our associate AD over the Leadership Institute, and Coach Urban Meyer. And they've really helped kind of walk them through what's, you know, there's differences being a women's volleyball player and a football player at Ohio State. So really trying to streamline that and make it personal to each program. And then lastly, leadership development. So we have a program that focuses on, you know, who am I as a leader before I go try to be the captain of the softball team. And then obviously one only for our captains. It's a very intimate, intense leadership training program that Coach Meyer also runs.
I will say that a lot of the student athletes I've seen go through these programs so far have their stuff together more than most of the full-grown professional adults that I know. So it's certainly moving them in the right direction. How are the student athletes selected for these programs?
Yeah, I mean, it varies. That's one of the things we're so blessed at Ohio State. I mean, student athletes in some programs, they apply and are selected by an internal staff for an internal internship program. Everything that we do that's external are selected by the companies themselves and their HR staffs. And then we also have a portion of our programs that are head coach selected. And we work very closely. We're fortunate that our head coaches believe in Gene's mission and the importance of the Leadership Institute in their life after sports. And so, again, some of our coaches are, or our programs are head coach selected.
And Gene, are we ahead of the game with this? What are other schools around the country doing, and where is the national landscape for this world?
Yeah, there's some schools that have similar models, and some had them before us. And I don't know if anyone is as focused as we are on it in providing the diversity of options for our student athletes to have different experiences. I'm sure no one has the Lead Like a Buckeye leadership program that Urban Meyer oversees and runs for our captains. I'm sure no one has that. I'm pretty sure that no one has the varied types of internships that we provide our student athletes. And, you know, I call them micro internships, I'm sure. Maddie calls them something else, where we take student athletes just for a couple of days into an environment to shadow people in a different company. And so I'm sure what we provide in that space is a lot different. But there's there's some schools that probably have programs designed around career placement, the old school model of career placement. And ours is different. We're really challenging our young people to make sure they focus on a career, not a job. You know, it's something that they're going to be passionate about, something that we can help them get into right away, as opposed to finding a job and then finding a career.
Right.
There's a little difference there. So we are really intentional about that early on.
Right. And you mentioned the old school model. What were we doing here at OSU before we started all these new programs?
Yeah, so funny, you know, when I came here and you know, we didn't have anything really, and student athletes didn't understand how to write a resume because most of them never worked in their lives. And so I remember one of my first mandates was every sophomore had to have a resume, and it had to be proofed and edited. And that is the start of the thought process. You know, when you sit down and write a resume, it really capsulizes what you've done or didn't do.
Yeah, right.
And that was the most important thing. You begin to realize, oh my goodness, I have nothing to put on this resume,
right,
except that I played this sport. And so teaching them how to articulate on paper you know, the things that you learn through sport participation, but then also to be able to verbalize it in an interview from there. So that was the start of it, and it's really, once we got challenged to come up with this integrated model, it really morphed into what it is today. But what we used to do, you know, we really didn't do as good a job as we should have been doing to help our student athletes find a career.
And Maddie, if you ask anybody in real estate, they'll tell you that Columbus is one of the fastest growing cities in the U.S. And how does the fact that our school happens to be in a major U.S. city help these programs?
I think it's huge. It gives us access. Gene and I were sitting in a meeting and someone told us there's over 30,000 companies right here in Columbus. There were 15 Fortune 1000 headquarters here. Chase obviously has a huge operations here, Big Lots, AEP. But really the 30,000 comes from the tech and bringing venture capitalists into Columbus and a lot of small companies, which really we've kind of started to realize is our target, because they're looking to start growing pipelines into these companies. And really what they're looking for is people that are willing to work hard, are dedicated, and quite frankly have worked very well amongst a group of diverse individuals and working all towards one goal, obviously to win a championship. So I think it's a big deal. I mean, it's the number one best city to start a career in. It's one of the best cities to live in as a millennial. We're hitting all of the needs of our student athletes, and I think we're also hitting the needs of the employers.
And Gene, you've obviously cemented a lot of relationships around the city in your time here. How do those relationships help in trying to build what we're trying to create with the Institute?
Oh, significant. And, you know, Maddie's kind of taking those over now. But, you know, we have people who are responding to us because of those relationships. And we'll host a group of people just a week ago or so. We hosted about, I don't know, 12, 13 people, CEOs, and in our Shoemaker facility. And people are responding. We've had different meetings with people, lunches at the Columbus Club, and just to try and get people engaged in what we're doing. And every meeting we come out of, we come out with a new idea, and we come out with a different contact. And Maddie's run with those. And so we have donor relationships. Really, a lot of our donors have really stepped up, people who own businesses who donated to us as well. But everything in life is about relationships. I try and tell our student athletes that, you know, people are the heart and soul of all that matters. And so you have to learn how to have effective, positive relationships with everybody you meet and never burn a bridge. And so that's part of the Leadership Institute as well. So these relationships have been significant.
Coach Hayes had it right when he said you win with people.
That's exactly right.
Maddie, outside of OSU, these relationships that you're building, tell us about some of the companies or individuals that are involved in the programming of the Institute at this point.
Yeah, I mean, first, I want to start with the athletic department. We've had such great support. Our freshmen and sophomores, we try to get them jobs within the athletic department or within the university. And both the department and the university have been huge ambassadors for our student athletes. A lot of times, like Gene said, it is their first job. And so for them to be able to come in and work internally first as a part of the progression through the Institute, and then obviously juniors and seniors working with our external partners. And like I said, those really range from large companies like AEP. We're just reviewing a contract right now with Chase Bank to start building a pipeline there. But then it's also smaller companies, like a former men's ice hockey player owns a company called E-Retailing, smaller in scale, but nonetheless, they're taking two or three interns a summer. So it really ranges both in the size of the company, but also not to forget our internal partners as well.
I have to imagine that.
We've had some across the country as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. Companies in California, New York, and Texas. Mm-hmm. And so our student athletes will go places, and those may be shorter internships. And that's the beauty of these relationships. Our athletes' schedules are challenging in the summertime. And so these companies have worked with us on understanding their schedules. So we've got relationships everywhere.
And internationally, that's something we're really excited about, is we had a donor that's really passionate about working overseas. It's one of the largest populations of student athletes. We have almost 200 student athletes that are international. So how are we making sure we're getting them back home to grow their network back home? If we can get them out there, like Gene said, for 2 or 3 weeks, that'll be an exciting thing on the horizon for us.
That sounds exciting. And then Maddie, when you're sitting across the table with some of these companies trying to get them involved with our programming, what's your pitch to them? Why should they want to be involved with the Leadership Institute?
Buckeyes.
That's right. That's right. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. No, I think I touched on a little bit earlier, but it's so amazing to see what our student athletes are able to balance and handle day to day. I mean, you're looking now at some of the changes with summer school with Gene. You know, 1% or more, you get a full ride in the summer, so we're seeing a lot more of our student athletes take 6 to 9 credits in the summer. On top of that, they're obviously training to win a national championship. And the fact that they're able to find 240 hours in that amount of time to also put something on their resume, I think for us, as we were building the Leadership Institute team, I mean, that's something without a doubt that you want to hire. And I think we're able to sit in a room with companies and say, we've done that at Ohio State. Gene's hired over 15 former student athletes. So I think when you could say, hey, we've walked the walk here at Ohio State, and it's been incredibly beneficial both for us as an institution and also for that former student athlete, I think it ends up being a really easy sell because they're very bright, they're willing to work and do whatever you ask them to do. And quite frankly, I don't think they don't believe that they're below any task. And that's a lot of the feedback we've got. Nationwide Children's Hospital told us that what our student athletes were able to do in 180 hours was more than some of their graduate assistants. So our student athletes they're competing and they're doing really well on and off the field.
I think the comment that the CEO and chairman of the board of Amgen from California said it best. He said, athletes know how to show up. Mm-hmm. And we're in an economy now where companies are really looking for people who know how to show up. And their experiences as athletes, some of them don't realize it when they're competing, are exactly what major corporations are looking for. People who know how to work with people from all walks of life. They understand time management. They know how to fall down and get right back up. They know how to grind. If you tell them that the job starts at 8 o'clock, they're going to be there at 7:40. If they tell you that your end of the day ends at 5, they're going to stay to 6. So it's they have embedded in them the characteristics that every single corporation is looking for. And so it's not an easy sell, but it's easier because of them.
Right, yeah, the Buckeye motor.
This goes.
And Maddie, outside of the obvious impact on the student athletes, how does the Institute benefit Ohio State athletics as a whole?
It's huge. I mean, I even think about the past 6 months and how much my role has started to focus on recruiting and meeting with recruits and just being out in the community at these events, like Gene said. I mean, it's really amazing to see. I mean, when you're sitting in the front in the room with a parent of a prospective student athlete, and they're like, we've never heard of any other program in the country doing this. I think it just says a lot about Gene and the mission and really our head coach's buy-in, I think to that extent. But we've really became a brand. The Leadership Institute has become a brand in Columbus, and we're really proud of that.
And Gene, what's your end goal? What's your vision for the Institute? Where do you want it to get?
Well, you know, this past year, with Maddie's leadership, we had 86% of our student athletes who graduated had a job, were going pro or going to grad school. They knew that before they walked across the stage. So this year, 1920, our goal is to get that well of 90%. And, you know, Maddie keeps laughing at me. Get it above 90%. And then, you know, the next year, you know, we want to get it higher than that. And we want to, our testimony is in our performance. So when we sit down with a recruit, when we sit down with parents, our testimony is in the fact that we have done it. That's it. I mean, that's it. The vision is to make sure every single student athlete, when they graduate, before they walk across that stage, they know what they're going to do. Now, for some reason, some of them want to take this gap year thing that I'm still trying to figure out.
Don't be that kid that wants to go travel.
Yeah, it's like, what? You going to do what? What's a gap? You know, back in the day in the 70s, like, you're going to find yourself, right?
There you go.
Going off into the
nowadays,
hippie world.
Nowadays, it's to load up your Instagram.
Yeah, what is that?
Bali and
gap year.
Thailand. Yeah, exactly.
had a new category for us.
Exactly. Well, we're lucky enough today to have one of those student athletes that didn't take a gap year, but went on to start his career right after his time with Ohio State. Christian Lampasso is a program manager for the Center of Innovation Strategies. A member of the OSU men's ice hockey team, Christian helped lead the Buckeyes to the Frozen Four for the first time in 20 years. Christian's main focus in his current role is directing the student program he helped found as an undergraduate student, OnRamp, which is a student-driven innovation accelerator. And Christian, I'm glad you're here to tell us about it because I don't know what that means. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You know, innovation's a buzzword. A lot of people say, oh, innovation, what is it? And, you know, it's hard to kind of really break it down, but truly what it is, it's creating value. So it's a really unique opportunity for me because I got put in my role truly because of Bucks Go Pro 1. To dive a little bit deeper into what that was, it was an 8-week experience where I got to do some professional development, and it was the first time that I really got to have a taste of what the outside world outside of sports really was. So my background is an engineer, and I would go into interviews for internships, and I would put my resume out there and be like, so what experience do you have in engineering? And I'm like, I know how to shoot a puck in the net. I got the physics on that. But other than that, you know, I felt really embarrassed, you know, going in these interviews because I didn't have anything that those employers wanted other than saying, hey, I'm a student athlete and I'm a hard worker. And, you know, everyone can go in an interview and say, hey, I'm a hard worker.
Right.
But what was those tangible things that I could bring out and say, hey, this is the work experience I had. So when I went into Bucks Go Pro 1, I got placed with the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. And the reason why I got placed there was kind of a unique story was I came into my interview for Bucks Go Pro 1, and you guys started interviewing me, and you're like, all right, well, so tell me what you want to get out of this. Tell me what you want to do. And I'm just wide-eyed. I'm like, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, that's what you guys are supposed to do for me. So after, you know, picking my brain a little bit, the leadership said, you know what, you'd be perfect for entrepreneurship. You know, you're a high energy guy, like you got great focus, you know, you got great ideas. Why don't we place you with an entrepreneurship role? So I got hooked up with Paul Reeder, who is the executive director of the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at the time. And Paul essentially told me, he goes, listen, Christian, just make something. You know, that's what entrepreneurship's about. That's what innovation is about. Just create some value. So I went around and I started talking to students. I was like, all right, guys, like, you know, entrepreneurship, like, what do you want to know about it? And all the students are like, I want to either work on an idea and make it into the next Uber, or I just want to just learn about what's going on in the startup space. You know, as Maddie said before, Columbus is a huge tech hub right now. There's all these influxes of startups and new companies, and it's just an amazing space, and students just want to know about it. So I ultimately came up with the OnRamp program, where essentially it's a 10-week idea accelerator that takes ideas from our corporate partners, and they bring them in and they give them to us, and we have a student teams build up startups using these ideas, going through a methodology that is proven time and time again to roll out validated startups. So we've been around for about 6 cohorts. We've worked with Honda R&D, Smuckers, National Church Residences, NG. We're working with Nationwide this upcoming semester, so we're really rolling out. It's going awesome. Really well, and what's awesome for me is I actually get to give back to my student athletes. So it's a little bit of a time sink, but I'm working with two women on the track and field team. I'm working with a pistol. So any student athlete that comes to me that wants to be in my program, I'm letting them in. I know exactly what I'm getting into. So
you know what they have on their plates. When you were going through Bucks Go Pro, how did that fit into your busy schedule, knowing that student athletes have 10,000 other things going on?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, the Bucks Go Pro 1 really put me in a place where it was a very flexible schedule. At the time, I was moving into my senior year, and I really wanted to get the most out of my athletic career. So I was working out double time. I was going to the rink as much as I physically could. I was shooting pucks. And, you know, my boss, Paul, was just so flexible with me. He was like, listen, whenever you got time to come in here, like, you come in and work, but you focus on what you need to focus on. And slowly over the 8 weeks, I sort of realized that, you know what, it's not so much that I'm using this as a backup. Because I think that's what a lot of student athletes currently think mm-hmm. about. They think that the professional development is a backup to their sport. But that really wasn't what it was. It was me growing as a person. I was learning these skills and I was growing and I was becoming a more full-rounded individual. That athlete was a part of me, but there was also this other part of me that I really had to build up. And as I started going through these 8 weeks, the flexibility of being able to focus on my athletics and then focus on working in a work environment was just so monumental to me to grow as an individual that there's no other experience that I would have gone through that would have put me in that position.
And you talked about the skills that helped you develop. What do you think your biggest takeaway from your time at Bucks Go Pro was?
So I think everyone always talks about the skills of an athlete translates into the work environment. But I think I've come up with the word of what it truly encompasses, and it's self-motivation. Mm-hmm. It's student athletes, and when they come into a role, they are self-motivated to get things done. When someone tells you, hey, I need you to do task A and task B, what they'll do is they'll do task A, task B, and they'll figure out, you know what, there's also a task C out there, and you don't even have to ask me, I'm just gonna do it on my own. Because at the end of the day, athletes just want to keep improving. They want to improve the system. They want to improve the people around them. They want to just keep moving forward and moving forward. And that was truly what I took away from my time there, was that I had this skill and I had this, and as I said before, I was a hard worker. But I was a hard worker in a different way. I was a hard worker. I'm not just going to do what you said. I'm going to go above and beyond so I can get better. And that self-motivation is something that it's very hard to come by. And especially if you're an employer and you're looking down on the people who you work for, you don't have to worry about me. Like, I'm just gonna go do it, and I'm gonna come to you the next day. I'm gonna say, hey, I found something else, and they're gonna go, wow, that created even more value for me. So if I keep this constant improvement of, you know, when I was playing hockey, I didn't score a goal last night. I got to go shoot more pucks. Like, I got to get it better. So being able to take that and take that into a role and take that into a position and say, hey, I want to make my team better. I want to take my company better. Like, that driver and that catalyst is something that you can't find, you know, anywhere else. And that's truly what the Institute brought out of me and made me highlight that. Now that I'm consciously aware of that, I know that that's something that I'm putting into my day-to-day career. And it's really paying off, at least for me at least.
And I know you have your hands full with your program you're working right now, but what are your career goals? Where do you want to see yourself in 10 years?
So I've actually just recently started saying this. So you always hear about teachers saying being a teacher is very rewarding. And you don't really understand that until you come onto the other side as a teacher. And especially, you know, teaching and coaching are really essentially the same things. And it's when you see someone that has gone through your program or listened to your teachings and you see them grow as a person and turn into a different individual, and then you go and you meet with them and you're like, wow, I actually made an impact on this person's life. Mm-hmm. That is something that is truly amazing and that I have gotten to see through my student programs. And truly what my career goals are is that I want to create impact on people. I want to be able to say that, hey, I was someone who got to who put a finger in this person's entire career and where they are now. I'm a part of that. I was someone who was a catalyst to make that happen. And you know, I'm sure all of you guys have seen it, and it's just something that's so amazing to be able to say that I brought this person up. So what my career goals truly are is I want to be in a role that can truly impact people in a way that builds them up and to turn into a leader that says, hey, I'm gonna show you the path. You can find your way, but I wanna give you the steps and the directions to get you to wherever you wanna go.
It's hugely impactful, and it's a great thing to aspire for. What's your advice for other student athletes that are either going to be going through these programs or that may be in some of them right now?
Oh, get involved. That's truly all I have to say. You know, Gene said earlier that there's really nothing like this around the country. I always go back home and I talk to my hockey buddies, and I'm like, yeah, like I had Bucks Go Pro, we have all this stuff going on, and they're just like, they're mind-boggled. Like, how do you have this many resources? Like, like how is Ohio State doing this for you? And, you know, it's looking back at my time as a student athlete, I wish I got more involved. There's so many things out there that you can do to better yourself as a person. And I wish that I could have told myself, like, hey, you need to do more. You know, as I said before, you know, this professional development is another hat that you have to put on as a student. You know, when students are, you know, they're not a non-athlete, they are doing professional development as a student because that's part of their role.
Right.
And, you know, in most athletes' head, their career is their athletics, but that's truly not the case. The case is that your professional career and your athletic career are two separate pieces, and you can build them both up at the same time. Obviously, everyone's grinding because, you know, it's so much time spent on everything, but it's just another thing that you can attack on because, you know, we have to do it.
Right.
And getting the resources that, you know, the Institute has brought, that Bucks Go Pro has brought, and all of the stuff that are at the hands of these student athletes. If I could talk to the freshmen coming in, just, you have 4 years to make the most of it. Do whatever you can. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be tired. I know you're gonna be tired, but just you're gonna come out of it. You're gonna come out of it in just such a great spot that you're just gonna want to give back to Ohio State. You're gonna be so proud of being a Buckeye that it's just in your nature to be. Hey, I'm part of this group now, and I'm part of this culture that I just want to be a part of it forever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, those 4 years go fast.
Oh boy,
go fast. Yep. Maddie, many, many moons ago, you were going through those 4 years yourself. As a former student athlete, how do you think the programs in the Institute helped you?
Oh my gosh, so much. Gene laughs. I'm like, I have to focus on Ben here because Gene would say I'm still working on a lot of these things. But my first boss in Bucks Go Pro was Janine Oman, who's our deputy athletic director. And she tells the story a lot better than I do. But sitting down in her office the first day with a planner, you know, we're so used to having everything planned out for you. You're told when to work out and when to eat and what to eat. And sitting down and saying, well, when do you want me to do everything? And she was like, take the planner away. You have to stop thinking so black and white. And I would say I'm still working on that.
That's hard for these type A people to do that.
But it was so impactful to be so young in my career and be able to have someone look you in the eyes that you trust and that you know is around your program and knows understands you. And I was a member of the Leadership Academy, and so getting to really understand some of the programs and how they helped or maybe some areas that we needed to grow them in, I think has been really beneficial for this role, but I think it changed my life. I mean, the programs, being able to separate them down, like Christian said, to make them really tasteful as a student athlete, you know, you come out of Bucks Go Pro with 50 other friends. I mean, that's one of the appeals of the student athletes is it's come and be a part of a community that you can then take with you that are all on the same career trajectory as you. And I think, it changed my life. It was amazing.
And Gene, for you, what does it mean for you to be sitting here seeing former student athletes like Maddie and Christian putting these skills to use and using it to thrive in their roles?
It's so rewarding. You know, they mentioned the Bucks Go Pro. Bucks Go Pro internship program started before the Institute, so that was one of the things that we had in place. And that started because we had a fencer, a young lady who was from another country, who dropped a gorgeous 3.8 GPA, that decided that she was done fencing. And she sat in my office and had this, what she called a resume in her hand, and
a piece
of paper with nothing on it, really, fencing, and she was done, and she was wanted some advice on a job, and it was at that moment in time I realized that, you know, we really had done her a disservice, that we could do more. And that's when the internship program that ultimately became Bucks Go Pro emerged, that now has become the core of this institute. So it's really rewarding to see two young people like Maddie and Christian who came out of that to sit at the pinnacle of what we're trying to accomplish. And there's many more. And so really proud of both of them. And we have a number in the athletic department that are mm-hmm. working for us, McKenna and others that went through this program. So it's really rewarding. And I really want to thank Buckeye Nation for their support, because without their resources, we couldn't do this.
Because
this is what we're here for. We want to win every contest that we compete in. Let's get real. But we have this unique opportunity in our incubator called Intercollegiate Athletics to develop people in a different way and help them contribute to society. And when you listen to Christian's passion, that's beautiful. That's what Maddie's doing. She's impacting people's life. Christian's goal is to do that. And so for me, it's the juice.
It's about all you can ask for in these positions.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank Maddie and Christian for joining us today. This has been a fantastic discussion, and I know everybody out there at Buckeye Nation is going to learn a lot about these fantastic programs. So thank you guys for being here. That does it for another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast. Thank you for joining us once again. We really appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you find your favorite podcasts. We will be back with new episodes released the first Monday of each month. Next month, we'll be highlighting some of the amazing individuals that help make Ohio State Athletics operate at a high level. For Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I am Ben Waite. Thank you, and go Bucks.